This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden met Tuesday with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in his first bilateral meeting with a foreign leader since taking office last month. Biden told Trudeau that the United States has, quote, no closer friend than Canada. He said that is why Trudeau was the first phone call that he made to a world leader after becoming president, and why Trudeau was the first person with whom Biden held a bilateral meeting. Trudeau thanked Biden for, quote, stepping up in such a big way on tackling climate change. He said U.S. leadership has been sorely missed over the past few years. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, the meeting took place virtually. Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and other U.S. officials, all wearing dark masks, sat at a long table in a White House meeting room and spoke with Trudeau via video screen. White House officials said the agenda for the meeting included the pandemic, also economic recovery, climate change, refugees and migration, fighting for democratic values around the globe, and strengthening democracies at home. There was at least one point of tension. Biden recently blocked the $8 billion Keystone XL pipeline. That project was to pump oil from Canada to the United States. Biden instead signed a Buy American executive order aimed at spending more U.S. funding to bolster domestic manufacturers. As more Americans are vaccinated, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says new guidelines for vaccinated people will be coming soon from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He told CNN that Americans will be hearing about how they can relax the stringency of some safety measures, particularly among vaccinated family members. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Protesters in Myanmar took part in yet another day of demonstrations against the country's military junta on Tuesday. The demonstrations are taking place in defiance of a warning on Myanmar state television aired Sunday, saying protesters are inciting a confrontation that could lead to a loss of life. Already, at least three people have died in the protests. People in Myanmar have been demonstrating daily since February 1st. That's when the military detained democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other members of a civilian government. The junta claims the November election, won in a landslide by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party, was subject to widespread election fraud. The United States and other Western nations have demanded the release of Suu Kyi and her lieutenants and called on the junta to restore power to the civilian government. The Biden administration has imposed sanctions on several members of the junta. The United Nations is expected to hold a meeting about Myanmar on Friday. The United Nations said Tuesday that civilian deaths and injuries in Afghanistan declined by 15% last year, but increased in the final 3 months after peace talks between the government and Taliban insurgents began in September. In its annual report documenting casualties, the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA, said that instead of helping alleviate the scale of civilian harm, the so-called intra-Afghan peace negotiations led to an escalation of violence with disturbing consequences. UNAMA said civilian casualties increased by 45% in the fourth quarter of last year in comparison to the same period in 2019. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Felix Tshisekedi, is urging the Central African nation's investigative services to identify those responsible for the assassination Monday of Italy's ambassador Luca Attanasio and two other people in an attack on a World Food Program convoy in the country. Late Monday, Tshisekedi condemned the deadly attack, which took place earlier in the day near Goma in North Kivu province. He said those involved must be brought to justice. The Associated Press reports Italian state TV said Monday night the ambassador's convoy was targeted by a group seeking a kidnapping ransom, but the sources of the broadcast report were not revealed. Some militia groups have a history of attacking civilians in remote areas of the Democratic Republic of Congo, but so far no group has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.